It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The word data is plural in Latin, but that etymological fact may not make it plural in English at this point.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
So it's just the etymological facts, ma'am. Data is, data are. Help us here, would you?
I can try. This comes up for me as a copy editor of linguistics articles with a lot of data, where some authors use it as a singular noun, some as a plural noun, which raises the question of whether I, as a copy editor, should go back to the Latin and make the word plural. English borrowed the word data from Latin, in which it is plural. The singular is datum or datum, depending on how you want to say that. And in the sciences, is technical writing, you'll still see data very often as plural. But many speakers have reinterpreted data as singular, as a mass noun, much like information. So then you'll see data is. The good news for all of us who use it as a singular, and there are a lot of us, is that that is coming to be more and more accepted. And in fact, at this point, if you look at the American Heritage Dictionary and the usage panel note on this, only 23% of the usage panel still rejects data as a singular.
So let's talk about some other plural oddities.
We have a few oddities that come in from Latin, and some of them are the Latin words that end with us, so a word like syllabus, where the Latin plural would have an I, so it would be syllabi. You will hear syllabi, but you will also hear syllabuses, which is English speakers taking the noun and making it more English, so we just add an S. There's the word focus and the question of what is the plural of focus. I have to admit, I tend to just avoid making it plural because I'm not totally comfortable yet with focuses, but the technical Latin plural is foci, and I don't want to say that either.
Foci. Yeah, I just don't think that that would work. Got any other good ones?
I do. So we have alumnus, and there's a lot of confusion because not only do you have a plural form that is irregular with alumni, but you also have a feminine form with alumna. And here I would say, again, if you want an easy way out, just shorten it to alum, and then you have no gender, and the plural is just alums.
Chicken.
Here's
one. I can stump you. Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. So this is one that people think has a Latin plural of hippopotami, but in fact, the word goes back to Greek, and most dictionaries will tell you that the regular plural would then be hippopotamuses, but many dictionaries now also list hippopotami because so many people do that. I, again, say just shorten it to hippo. Your life is much easier. You have one hippo, many hippos.
We're all about easy. Thanks for the explanation, and I didn't stump you.
But it was a good shot at it.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Rena.